This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. In 1974, the Vietnam War raged, the economy was in a slump, and Richard Nixon resigned the presidency. Gerald Ford took over the office on August 9th, and in so doing became the country's only president who was never elected president or vice president. Gerald Ford died last night in California. Joining us now is John Robert Green, who is the author of The Presidency of Gerald R. Ford. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
Mr. Ford took over the presidency as the nation was trying to recover from Watergate. Did he, in fact, help heal the nation?
There's no question that the country believed that he helped heal it. Ford held the interesting distinction of, on the day that he was defeated for the presidency, the polls said that even though he was defeated, he was still liked by the country. The country felt better about itself after Ford's presidency, and the country felt better about even Richard Nixon after Gerald Ford's presidency.
Of course, conventional wisdom has it that his pardoning of Richard Nixon, his really first act, hurt the rest of Gerald Ford's political career. Is that true?
Yes, it is. Ford told me that while he wouldn't have done anything differently, he believed that the pardon was correct. However, it was the issue in the 1976 campaign, and historians begin their analysis of Ford with the pardon, and the obituaries have begun their analysis of the Ford tenure with the pardon.
Yeah, they certainly have this morning. It seems to be in all the headlines in the first few lines. The Vietnam War, though, also ended during his presidency. Was that what sort of legacy was that?
Ford inherited a truce that had fallen apart in 1975. And he was forced to make the decision as to whether or not to withdraw the remaining troops. Thus, the pictures that we have of the helicopters on the top of the embassies there. Ford simply tried to extract the troops with some sort of honor. The Congress would not authorize any more funding, and Ford was forced to be president at a time of a very ignominious out, if you will. The Vietnamese called it the running, and Ford was stuck with those visuals in the 1976 campaign as well.
And a violent time in American politics, two attempts on his life, almost forgotten.
And it's interesting because I was with President Ford at a conference out in California, and one of my students did a paper on the Ford assassination attempts. And during the delivery of the papers, the student shared with the audience that the San Francisco newspapers had put a map on the front page of the paper showing President Ford's movements, which was one of the ways that the assailant was able to track him. And Ford turned to me during the delivery of the paper. He said, "I didn't know that." And I talked to him about it later. It was something that he just didn't even talk about, those assassination attempts. He didn't see them as being momentous at all. His wife, Betty, saw them, of course, as being more momentous than he did.
How would former President Gerald Ford have wanted to be remembered?
I asked him that precise question, Renee, when I was interviewing him for my first book on his presidency, and he said that he wanted to be remembered for healing the land and for leaving the presidency better than he found it. And I think that on both those counts, Gerald Ford is going to be remembered exactly the way that he wanted to.
Thank you very much for joining us.
My pleasure.
John Robert Green has written three books on the Ford presidency. He teaches history at Casanova College in New York.